Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. I'm Jim Donovan alongside Nathan Zagora. We get you set now for the Browns and Saints, the home opener at First Energy Stadium, coming up on Sunday afternoon as the Browns finish up their work week. Ben Tate is out, Nathan, with a sprained knee. That was a problem, we thought, a big problem when he went out last week. And yet, the two rookies did an amazing job. So, here we go with Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell. Can they do it again?
Absolutely. Both of these guys came in, averaged over 6 yards a carry last week. Terrence West, 16 carries for 100 yards. Crow, 5 for 32 in the two touchdowns. It's a great 1-2 punch. I'm looking for a little bit more West than Isaiah Crowell in this game. Two different style backs, a very physical runner in Terrence West, and then that power-speed combination, obviously, with Isaiah Crowell. And the key in this game for this ground game is to control the clock and keep Drew Brees off the field.
Yeah, that would be the best defense. And you know something else you really have to tip your helmet to in this case, and that is the offensive line.
No question.
Those two running backs did well, but that offensive line did a great job.
They did a great job. When you run for 183 yards, the most this team's run for since 2010, average over 6 yards a carry as a team, the O-line really did a great job. And they also gave Brian Hoyer time. They did give up the 3 sacks, but I thought for the most part, he had plenty of time to throw and utilize play action 9 out of 12 on play action.
Well, the Saints are loaded on the offensive side of the ball. The maestro is Drew Brees. The Browns have beaten him a couple of times. He threw 4 picks against them the last time that they played against him. Now, I don't know if you're going to get that kind of an effort. He's got Jimmy Graham. That's quite a combo. Graham had 8 catches last week.
They are the most dynamic, probably, quarterback-tight end combination in the game. Jimmy Graham, all world. This is a guy who had 16 touchdowns last year. Drew Brees averaging over 5,100 yards, 40 touchdowns passing for the last 4 seasons. This is as prolific as it gets in the NFL. They've also got Colston, very reliable, for good for 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns here. And they bring in some speed with rookie Brandon Cooks out of Oregon State. This is a passing attack that's going to be a lot to handle and be a big challenge for the back end of this defense. Hopefully, Justin Gilbert can kind of improve and bounce back from that week one disappointment and help slow this thing down.
Yeah, big day for him coming up on Sunday. And he realizes this, and everyone has told him this too. Drew Brees will go after him. All of these veteran quarterbacks, they find the rookie on the field. Then there's the problem of going 0-2. And the Saints and Browns are both looking at this. You lose this game, you go 0-2. You saw a fierce effort by Baltimore on Thursday night to avoid going 0-2 and beating the Steelers. Let's talk about that. There is so much pressure on winning the first game. But if you lose that one and go 0-2, it's a big hole.
No question. Since 1990, teams that go 0-2 have about a 12% chance of making the playoffs. That is it. So it's a massive game for both these teams. You kind of wish New Orleans maybe had won their first game, so maybe they could overlook the Browns a little bit. But it's a huge game for both of these teams. What the Browns have to hope is that the Saints' struggles outdoors continue. 1-5 in their last 6 outdoors. It seems to really slow down that perfect pass-oriented offense. Hopefully that'll be the case, but this is a big one for the Browns. Obviously, it doesn't get any easier with those Ravens you referenced coming to town for Week 3.
And remember, the Browns definitely want to start to develop a home field advantage to be tough to beat at First Energy Stadium. This would set them well on their way if they can get a win over the Saints. So we're all set to go. The Browns and Saints on Sunday. If you're going to the game, hope you enjoy it. If you want to listen to the ballgame, Nathan, myself, Doug Deacon have the call on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. That's it for Cleveland Browns Today. For Nathan Zagora, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for stopping by. ClevelandBrowns.com.